Are you ready for another warning? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It may seem frivolous at a time when we're all spooked by radiation, but the Food and Drug Administration is going to hold hearings on food coloring because of more studies linking yellow number 5 and red number 3, which are made from coal tar, to hyperactivity. The FDA already requires listing artificial colors on food labels, but the anti-colorists now want explicit warnings that colors can cause children to misbehave. Many doctors think this is an urban legend, but it's like the placebo effect, where if you believe a pill can cure you, it sometimes actually does. There's a reverse placebo effect, where if you believe something can hurt you, it actually will. So today, the FDA will open hearings which could possibly lead to new warnings about artificial colors. I have just one request, that besides examining the effects of the artificial colors, they examine the effects of the warnings about the artificial colors. For example, I've eaten colored food, red cherries that would have been beige, hot dogs that would have been gray, sweet and sour pork that without the cheerful red coating would just look like leftover chicken, and I've noticed no ill effects. But if there was a warning, such as the color of this food might make you fling a chair through a window, I would probably develop a tic. Artificial color made from coal tar does sound disgusting, but look at the natural colors. Natural green is made from algae and seaweed. Natural red is made from grinding up a crimson-colored South American beetle. And frankly, these days, if the food is affordable and not radioactive, I count myself lucky. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.